This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Republican Representative Lauren Boebert caused controversy at last night's State of the Union address by heckling the president as he spoke about the deaths of military veterans. Biden was describing veterans dying from toxic exposure and being buried in flag-draped coffins when she shouted, "You put them in, 13 of them." She was referring to the 13 U.S. service members killed at the Kabul airport attack last year. Democratic Representative Jason Crow, who served in the Army, called Boebert's actions inappropriate.
I mean, she certainly doesn't understand service and doesn't understand sacrifice. It's something that, you know, she can't, I think, wrap her brain around. But I would encourage her to stop the outbursts.
Boebert defended her comments afterward via Twitter, saying she couldn't stay silent and U.S. service members deserved better. The Loveland police chief is leaving for a new job in Arizona. CPR's Alejandro Alonso Galva says the announcement comes the same week that two former officers are appearing in court.
Chief Bob Tyser didn't specify why he decided to step down. In the last 2 years, he faced multiple calls to resign over his department's arrest and detainment of a woman in her 70s with dementia. In 2020, Loveland officers stopped Karen Gardner for allegedly leaving a Walmart without paying. She suffered a broken arm and a dislocated shoulder while being forced to the ground. Officers were later seen on camera laughing at her injuries. Former officer Austin Hopp is charged with assault and official misconduct. His former partner, Daria Jalali, is charged with not intervening and for failing to report the use of excessive force. I'm Alejandro Alonso Galva, CPR News.
You can find these stories and more at CPR.org. It is 12:06 this hour. We're listening to Here and Now. Thank you for joining us. Colorado Springs is at 71 degrees and sunny.